So we're broke out in stories that we can only do right now. So
You know what? I love this part, too.
Yeah, I hate that it's Friday. We've got so many things we have to pile in, but all right, here we go.
Let's pile.
A California college professor has been charged with wetting the door of a colleague's office.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, my gosh.
43-year-old Teomir Petrov, who is a math professor at Cal State Northridge, caught on video after school officials rigged up a camera. What, had he been doing this a lot and they needed to find out who it was?
Apparently there were some suspicious findings.
It says here they discovered puddles in front of the victim's door.
It was a sting operation.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So police say Petrov had a personal beef with the other teacher, no kidding, who's also a math professor. See, don't put those math professors in the same floor. See, that way you'd have to climb the stairs. It might be too much trouble. Two misdemeanor counts. I wonder how you decide how many counts there'll be. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever they feel like they can prove, generally.
Probably so. How long did they keep the camera up, you know? Okay, we got him one day. Let's try again.
Well, but if he's tenured, they can't fire him. So.
Yeah, good point. Hey, former story number two. A former public works employee, keyword there I guess is former, in North Branfield, Connecticut, suing the town because of his inability to pee on demand.
Oh, he couldn't go Nintendo, huh?
Yeah. Donald Pond.
Performance anxiety.
Yes. Fired June 29th for violating the town's drug-free policy. But
first off, you're fired, and that's official.
You bet. But according to, documented medical disabilities made it virtually impossible for Mr. Pond to do what was needed on demand for drug tests in 08 and 09, including drinking large amounts of fluid. An attorney for North Branfield told the New Haven Register the town is relying on drug testing guidelines from the state, and they're confident that they'll win in court.
I don't buy into that. Yeah. I think it's a pile.
Again, what has he done wrong that has caused it to be the point where, okay, we'll get him on that. We'll get him on that. That's what we'll do. All right, and
yeah, it's one of those fine. We'll give you your job back. Just agree to a catheter.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, yeah. And who would agree to that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying to put food on the table, money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
So, ladies, hey, ladies, if you're looking for a little extra cash next weekend.
Yeah.
The place to be is Dallas, Texas.
I wonder why.
Super Bowl entertainment time. TMZ.com reports that us here in Texas planning to welcome 300,000 football fans, many of whom would like a little eye candy for entertainment.
You better believe it.
Yep. Here we go.
Earn it, madam.
The website chatted up John Walsh, not the same one, who works at a joint called Showtime Cabaret.
Yeah.
Revealed that 60 gentlemen's clubs in or near the city are on the hunt for an extra, you ready? 10,000 strippers.
Good grief.
10,000?
It's kind of like Christmas hiring, isn't it?
Seasonal employment.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that means they're going to be busting them in from Mineola?
No, you don't want them to be doing that. Info.
Mason.
I guarantee you, Mejia will empty out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mejia will dance also.
Man.
Yeah, really.
Yeehaw.
That's just it. You ask for Starla, how many people are going to stand up?
Yeah. I'm wondering if clubs maybe, I don't know, 180 miles away may be closed that weekend because those girls have gone to Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
Four local children are in dire need of all of our support. The Flowers family, four boys ages 6 to 14, have lost both their mother and father over the past 3 months. Because of their father's heart condition, he was unable to get life insurance, leaving no money to care for the children. Kroger is hosting a four-donation barbecue fundraiser at the Kroger location on Rock Prairie Saturday, January 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get delicious barbecue for any donation. Please come and help support these boys and their grandmother who will be taking care of them. For more information, call 485-8772.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Here we go. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is January the 28th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or this weekend. Alan Alda, Hawkeye, is 75 years old.
Professor Milton Green, thank you very much.
Thank you, that's right. Yeah.
There you go. 75 years old.
And he needs a kidney.
Yeah.
if you watch 30 Rock, you get it.
That's right.
You got it. Actress Susan Howard from Dallas.
From Dallas.
You might remember her. She's been on the Chip Howard Show. She really has.
She's a big gun advocate.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it was on that Thursday show.
She also, of course, as we all know, we would be like Ben and nobody else, that she is the only woman to play a Klingon on the original Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Right.
I didn't know
Ben
that.
Would be the only one. I know it because I'm reading it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was a little worried about
Scooter. Don't worry about that.
There you go. She's 69 years old today. Says here, actress. Actress, name a movie that Barbie Benton has been in.
Probably nothing you could show on anything except Cinemax late at night.
Exactly. Remember, she used to be a hutchmate, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Barbie Benton was a beautiful young woman.
I remember her walking the dogs.
Yeah, and she, and she took that all the way to a career on Hee Haw.
Oh, that's right. She was on Hee Haw.
Yeah, she was. But
that's where she was an actress.
It'd be interesting to see what she looks like at 61. It would.
She is 61 years old today.
I don't know if it would be.
Well,
it'd
be interesting.
There's nothing wrong with 61. There. Singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan. Is 43.
She's not bad.
Years old today. No, she can sing a song.
She can sing, and she's pretty easy on the eyes, too.
Exactly. 43. Singer Joey Fatone of NSYNC.
And we're at work.
Not as easy on the eyes.
Turns 34. And singer Nick Carter of Backstreet Boys is 31 years old today. Actor Elijah Wood, Lord of the Rings and stuff like that, turns 30 years old today. Rick Warren, the preacher. And author is 57 years old today.
Wait.
Oh, that's right.
I'm falling on it. That's okay.
I'm falling down on the job.
I'm sorry. Right. I should have warned you there.
It's Rick Warren. Yeah,
Rick Warren.
We remember
who
can call
Leah.
The role.
Sasha.
One more time.
Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah. Sasha.
If the president is reelected,
Leah.
I'm just gonna say that I don't know that Rick will be doing that gig. I mean, just saying.
Probably not.
Don't know. We'll see.
Probably not. That's all I got for today.
Oh, we got Nicolas Sarkozy. He'd be the president of France.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be 56.
Yeah,
his life's easy on that.
Yeah, there you go. And we got Catherine Morris. She's on a show called Cold Case. I don't think it's on anymore. Blonde-headed girl who used to be a spiritual singer. She and her family.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The singing Morrises. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's 42.
All right, there you go. Coming up tomorrow. This will make you feel old. Catherine Ross. From The Graduate, Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
71 years old.
Married to?
Who?
Sam Elliott.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've been married a long time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. How about that? Tom Selleck will be.
I'm just saying, no, Sam Elliott, I mean, I would sit crisscross applesauce and listen to him read the classified ads.
Yeah, I think he's doing the Dodge commercials right now.
Yes.
I mean, he's just got a good voice when he was younger, and as he gets older, it just gets better.
There you go. Tom Selleck is 66 tomorrow.
Yeah, and I see. And once again, here's a guy you talk about. He's got a new
new TV show.
That is a hit.
Right.
And he's aged well.
At 66. Ann Gillian, the actress and cancer survivor, is 61 years old tomorrow. Opa's birthday is tomorrow.
I think Opa has bought two more days.
Yeah.
So she can just have a birthday. She can spread it out over 3 days.
They belong to her. And she's got that new half-sister. So,
sure.
She'll be invited to the new party.
What
do
you get Oprah for her birthday?
Exactly. She's worth, what, $2 billion?
You make something.
Yeah,
that's right. Make something out of clay.
Yeah.
She's 57 years old tomorrow. Greg Louganis, the Olympic diver and Olympic gold medal winner. Yeah, that's right. He was here for those diving championships.
championships last year. He's 51 years old. Heather Graham was in Austin Powers.
Easy boy. Sure.
Right. Yeah, there you go. 41 years old. Sarah Gilbert, the actress, was in Roseanne, played daughter Darlene, is 36 years old.
Brief stint on 24.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Very brief before she was eliminated.
Yeah, exactly. And Adam Lambert, the American Idol and singer-songwriter, turns 29 tomorrow. That's what I got for tomorrow.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold the phone.
You didn't say Tommy Ramone?
No, don't have a Ramone.
We're running out. I guess
they thought he was dead.
There aren't many left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to know for sure.
Them and Cow Sills, we're losing them every day.
Let's see what else. We got Claudine Longet. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She's 69.
She was married to Andy Williams.
That's right. And Noel Harrison, who played the other man from Uncle later on, is 77.
There you go. Coming up on Sunday, Gene Hackman will be 81.
You know that Gene Hackman? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 81.
81.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth choice to play Popeye Doyle.
Whoa.
Yeah. Originally turned down the role of Little Bill Daggett in Unforgiven.
Oh, man.
He won an Oscar for both of those, by the way.
But will forever be Coach Norman Dale.
He will. And was the first choice for Hannibal Lecter.
Hmm.
And that didn't work.
There you go.
Anyway.
Sunday, Tammy Grimes, the actress, will be 77
Great
years
voice.
Old.
Got a voice that sounds like Tom's
Exactly. Boris Spassky, the chess champion, will be 74. Vanessa Redgrave will be 74 years old on Sunday. The Vice President, Dick Cheney, who was just here last week, is 70 years old on Sunday. Steve Marriott, the musician, will be 64. Phil Collins' birthday is Sunday. He'll be 60 years old. Comedian Brett Butler will be 53 years old.
Collecting bets.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. And this guy, who I've said it before, will win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor this year. He was absolutely amazing in The Fighter. Just amazing. Took acting to a whole new level. I really think he did. Christian Bale will be 37 years old on Sunday.
There you go.
All right. That's all I got.
625.